If you ask the children at this orphanage what they want in the future, there's one consistent answer. They want to return to Syria.
I will return to Syria.
Yes, Syria.
But in the meantime, caretakers say many of the children here are severely traumatized. Hyla did not want her face on camera because her family is still in Syria.
It takes a long time for their minds to heal, and it needs professionals. The second problem, which I think is more important, is the problem with education.
The trauma is evidenced in artwork, where children draw their homes with airstrikes overhead. And some children fight the horror with a dream of an entirely new life in Europe, like the hundreds and thousands of people trying to flee there.
I saw on the internet that there was a little child who drowned in the sea, and because of this boy, they are going to send big boats for us.
Adults say there's almost no chance Europe will send boats to fetch the people trying to enter Europe illegally. But they say the public outcry over their ordeal has awakened the world to the plight of these children and the uncertain future they face. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Gaziantep, Turkey.